What up, what up? You already know who it is. I finally got a chance to sit down for a minute to make a freaking podcast. Man, the past couple of weeks, I've been busy going through a lot because of this whole coronavirus and because of some unfortunate family stuff going on. First, I was told that work at my job was going to slow down due to the virus. Then I was told that I was going to be out of work and had to file for unemployment. Then I started looking for other jobs. Then I was told not to file for unemployment because there's going to be work for next week. Man, it's just bad out here. So in the meantime, I've been busy making phone calls and sending emails to my mortgage company just in case things get worse. I'm not trying to get too upset because there's a lot of people out there in a much worse position than I am. But I can't help but stress because I'm only human. But in other news, if you can, stay away from the car dealerships at this time. Let me tell you guys how I had to get minor service done on my car yesterday. Usually when something happens to my house or my car, I try to fix it myself. But with some of these newer cars, they almost force you to go to a shop or the dealer so they could put the thingamajigger device inside your car to reprogram the system. So after I checked in at the dealer, I sat in the lobby for about an hour, and then the service manager comes out to tell me I need $600 to $700 of work done in my car. He hands me a checklist of everything that needs to be done. I told him let me think about it. He told me to take my time and then he walks away. When I was reading the checklist, I remembered that two things on the checklist were things I recently got done. They tried to hit me with the okie doke. So I walked up to him and I told him that I'm not getting these two things done because my local mechanic already did this stuff. He said,
"Okay, no problem, Mr. Freaky Jersey Tails. I'll let the technician know."
So to make a long story short, they finished working on my car, gave me my keys, and I paid the bill. Once I hopped in my car, I got pissed off some more because whoever drove my car to the front of the building let off a stink-ass fart bomb, smelled like the type of fart you take just before the diarrhea hits. Man, I'm so pissed. I'm looking on my seats, making sure he didn't leave any doo-doo juice on my car seats. Man, I was so pissed. Luckily, there wasn't any butt juice on my seats because if it was, I would have had to beat the automotive lubricants off his bitch ass. Y'all probably listening, thinking, saying to yourself, but Freaky Jersey Tails, that's a little extreme, don't you think? Nope. Nope. If anybody ever took a shit in my car, then I would have to literally beat the rest of the shit out of a bitch ass trifling motherfucker. But anyways, I wiped down the inside of my car with disinfectant wipes and then I took off. I went home to do a little housework, then I left to go help my dad with some stuff at his house. As I was driving for 10 minutes, something told me to look in my cup holder. When I looked down, I noticed my lug nut key was missing. So I pulled into a Wendy's parking lot and I started strip searching my car looking for my lug nut key. I couldn't find it, so I knew the mechanic took it. I hopped back on the road and still made my way to my dad's. Then I called the dealer and a black woman picked up the phone and said,
"This is Deshauna. What can I do for you?"
I said, "Let me speak to a supervisor." She said,
"Well, what is this regarding?"
I said, "Just get me a supervisor, please." She said,
"Well, before I transfer you, what is it you need?"
I said, "Supervisor."
"Well, I can assist you with that."
"Supervisor." Then she said, "Hold on." Then she comes back and says,
"Well, the supervisor's away from his desk. What number can he reach you at?"
So I gave my number and we hung up. 25 minutes go by and I still haven't received a phone call yet. I'm thinking to myself, man, this ignorant succubus probably never told the supervisor that I called. That fucking weave-wearing, fat, ignorant bitch. So I got impatient and called back again. This time, a different woman picked up the phone like,
"Good afternoon, my name is Becky. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?"
I said, "What's up, Becky? My name is Freaky. Let me speak to a supervisor." So like a good girl, Becky transferred me over to the supervisor without any questions, unlike that weave-wearing, masculine, fat, KFC, Popeyes-eating, stretch mark-having, greasy, succubus slut. I try not to talk about my own people, but I can't stand most of these black bitches. So the service manager came on the phone and I explained to him that someone took my lug nut key. He put me on hold to talk to the mechanic that worked on my car. He came back on the line talking about,
"Mr. Freaky Tales, I want to apologize. The technician has your key and he forgot to put it back in your car. I'm terribly sorry about that, sir."
I was mad that I had to drive all the way back there to get it. But I was happy they found it, because if they didn't, I was going to become a mean headache for them and have them buy me a new one. Plus, if I got a flat tire, I would have been screwed without that key. Man, it's just stress on top of stress on my end. I'm pretty sure a lot of you are also going through it too, because this virus is affecting almost everyone in a bad way. Keep your head up, fellas, because we have to get through this some way, somehow. I'll catch y'all on the next one. Peace.